From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House advisors once again saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN North Korea is beginning to feel the pinch, but she is considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the matter over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. We asked Tufts University Asian scholar Soon-Yun Lee about Haley's comments.
The intention is to send a strong message not only to North Korea, but North Korea's patron states, China and secondarily Russia, that the U.S. now in seriously considering military strikes, not right away, but in due course. The U.S. is trying to put more pressure on China to sever its financial ties and its support for North Korean entities that go on proliferating and that are engaged in other illicit activities.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to continue his weapons program, saying his country is nearing its goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. North Korea will be high on the agenda for world leaders this week at the annual meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. Pyongyang's representatives to the UN will be addressing the assembly on Friday. Democratic Republic of Congo says it is investigating clashes involving its security forces with Burundian refugees in eastern Kivu province that left dozens dead. A DRC spokesman denied those killed Friday were refugees disputing a UN account of the violence in the eastern town of Kamanyola. At least one soldier was killed. Hundreds of thousands of Burundians have fled the country since political violence erupted in 2015. This is